BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. I get quite a strange request from listener Liam, who wants me to be the voice of his sat-nav. We talk about your shortest relationships ever, and I've discovered something great about my new doorbell. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Bit different today, no bangers, no innuendo bingo, because Chris is not here. He's off for a couple of days, so that's stuffed it, hasn't it?
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1.
All fine, just me. But I do have news. I can't believe so many people, since I talked about it earlier in the week, are absolutely fascinated by my bell. I told you earlier in the week that I had a new doorbell installed by a friend, or a so-called friend, because I trusted him and he let me down. He had conspired with another friend in the pub, and they really stitched me up. I just wanted a standard, you know, like a standard doorbell. Instead, thanks to him, I've now got this every time someone rings the doorbell. Not okay. It's embarrassing for me, but also whoever's at the door also feels embarrassed. The man delivering the flat pack furniture yesterday got the surprise of his life when this starts, because he can clearly hear it, right? And we just both didn't talk about it, but it was like the elephant in the room. It was definitely, we both heard it happen. Anyway, so I was trying to switch it last night. I was playing around with it and I found on the side, there's this setting where you can change the song, which is excellent. So it also plays this. Which I think you agree is a lot better. Celine Dion. Who doesn't want a Celine Dion doorbell? Plays Titanic. I think whoever's at the door, and for me, both parties are very much happier now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Let me just take a call. Hello?
Hello, Scott. It's Laura.
Hey, Laura. What's going on?
Not much. Just in my lunch break.
Okay, you at work today?
Yes, I am.
Where do you work?
At Kingston Hospital.
Oh, right near London?
Yes.
How can I help you?
So I was trying to compare doorbell stories, really. Because my housemates installed, but by the sounds of things, the same doorbell, and they have also set it to Celine Dion. It was kind of amusing to start with, and now it's kind of an old news, and they won't tell me how to change it. So
right.
I feel your pain.
Okay.
You seem to be quite enjoying it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you. I'm not particularly good with the DIYs.
No,
or
me neither.
Any kind of like changing of settings of anything, I'm not good at it. So have we got the same doorbell, this one?
I think, there it is.
But yours does play other songs.
It does, because they've played all about 50 to me, but that's the one they settled on.
Oh, is there 50?
On mine there is.
Have you also got this one? Oh no, that's the wrong one. Have you also got this one?
Sounds familiar, yeah.
Oh, no, you have. We've got the same doorbell, Laura. Why won't they change it?
I don't know. I think they secretly hate me.
Right. And how many people do you live with?
There's four of us, but my friends from other houses have cottoned onto it. So if I take too long to answer the door, they'll press it again so it plays again.
Right. So I've set mine to Celine as of last night. How long before it gets really boring and annoying?
I mean, it's been 2 weeks. So I'm really not enjoying it, so
Is it embarrassing when like people do deliveries?
It's quite embarrassing. People always look a bit surprised and confused
when you answer the door, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, like, try and change it, because it's on the left hand side. sorry to everyone else, this is actually quite, I know it's going out on national radio and I am actually just giving instructions out for a specific type of doorbell. But on the left hand side at the top there is like a little switch.
Okay.
And I think I've only worked out Celine so far and the other one, but at least it'll give you a bit of relief.
Thank you.
All right.
No, I'm going to have to investigate.
Top left hand button, okay?
Top left hand, got it.
Okay. All right, let you get back to work then.
Thanks. You
okay.
Too.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Owen.
Hi, Owen. Where are you?
Stevenage.
How can I help you?
My doorbell lets me upload MP3s.
Well, we're still talking about doorbells, are we, on Radio 1?
Yep.
I'm getting so many messages. People just can't stop talking about my bell. So, what, you can play actual songs on yours?
Yeah, my bell is far better than your bell.
Yeah, all right, but what? How do you mean? What the actual songs get played?
Yeah, I can plug it into the computer and then upload an MP3 onto it, and then when someone presses the doorbell, it plays an MP3.
What's it playing at the moment?
At the moment, I've got Barry Manilow, Copacabana. And I'm the only one that knows how to change it, but now my girlfriend Amy refuses to answer the door because she's sick of like standing there with a postman signing for parcels with Barry Manilow blaring.
I'm just going to reenact what that would be like because I've just found Barry in the system. Okay, all right. So I'm at your door and I've got some deliveries. Okay.
Yep.
And I'm pressing the bell now.
That's exactly the bit.
Okay, answer the door.
Hello. Yeah. Well, you don't say hello when you answer the door, do you? Don't say anything. You just open
the door.
I've
got a delivery for you, mate.
Oh, excellent, mate. Yeah. I'll just
sign here, please.
Yep, sure.
Thank you. All right. Have a good day then. Bye.
Yeah. See you, mate. Yeah.
And it's still playing.
Yeah, it plays the whole chorus.
It plays. So as you're doing that, it's still Copacabana is still playing to the person who's at the door.
I couldn't find a suitable point to just stop it. I didn't want it to just stop suddenly.
Yeah.
So I kind of had to wait for a break in the music before I could sort of fade it down a little bit.
Yeah, I'm loving it. Okay, I'm going to get that new one now. You can put any song on it, right?
Absolutely anyone you want.
Like
Lady
Sue,
Gaga.
Yes. Sue in Oxfordshire's got Bumbleo on her bell. I want that.
Oh,
also, Ben says, to mess with one of my mates who had an old school doorbell with actual chimes in it, we swapped the chimes round so it went dong-ding instead of ding-dong. Every time it went off, we would pretend that we heard it go the correct way round and that he was just hearing things. That would mess with your mind afterward. It went dong-ding. No, it didn't. It definitely went ding-dong. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Right, I don't know if you've seen this photo that's doing the rounds on social media. It's a girl chatting to a guy on Tinder, and he asks her what star sign she is, which you think, oh, that's quite romantic. So she says, I'm a Leo. And then he replies, I'm a Capricorn, unfortunately for us. Unfortunately for us. So he says, he goes on to say, I'm looking for a serious relationship and it's better to just be honest. I don't think I'm what you're looking for. Now, this is just because he thought she was the wrong star sign. Totally ridiculous. But I put this on my Twitter earlier and I had some responses just saying, like, how did people break up with you and what's the shortest relationship you had? Ellie went out with someone for a day. This is what he said to her. The girl I actually wanted to date before you has now asked me out, so we can't do this anymore. Also, there's a girl who is a physio undergrad and managed a day with somebody. The day's quite short. Because she didn't like his posture. Because she's a physio, she's like, no, his posture's all out. I don't like it. My shortest relationship was a couple of weeks because it was too short. I had to make sure he was stood on the pavement every time I kissed him. And this is from Matt. I cut short a first date after I realised the guy I was on a date with, I'm male, had gone on a date with my sister the previous week. We awkwardly tried to keep having a conversation for a while, but then I was like, okay, gotta go. He later was anonymously interviewed about the situation of dating a brother and sister in a local newspaper article about online dating. Matt's from Wisconsin. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Talking about shortest relationships of all time. Millie, you are my absolute favourite. In year 8, my boyfriend of 2 weeks broke up with me during a German class via paper aeroplane. He threw the plane over onto my desk and opened it up and it said, you're dumped inside. That is terrible, but also genius.
Radio 1.
Pam, hello.
Hi.
What's your shortest relationship then?
Right, so I've been online dating for about 3 years off and on. I've gone like from really picky to quite dismissive, sort of dismissing people based on the wallpaper and the background, that sort of thing.
Excellent.
But this guy, he seemed all right. We've been chatting for about a week, been on the phone, and when I met him, I was at one end of the bar. He came in through the door at the other with what can only be described as some sort of Dick Van Dyke caricature Mary Poppins walk. He was like all elbows and bow legs, and by the time he'd gotten to my chair. I just thought, I can't see that again.
Right. So you decided that it was off before he'd even got to you because of his walk.
Yeah, pretty much. That's bad, isn't it?
Yeah. I like it that he was straight out of Mary Poppins.
I can't describe it any other way. I just can't be witnessed again.
How did you bin him off?
We just had a little drink. I said, yeah, you were really nice, but I just don't think we're a match. And he said, yeah, everyone says that to me. I'm like, yeah, I can't think why.
Oh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
So obviously you've been chatting to him for how long? A week before?
Yeah, probably about a week beforehand. On the phone as well, and he sounded really nice. Quite a confident chap, but yeah, I didn't account for that.
You're terrible, Pam.
I know. Somebody got their own back on me, though, this other guy.
What, so somebody got their own back on you?
Yeah.
What happened on date two, then?
So date two, again, been seeing this guy for about a week or so, and he came across as really funny and quite a sweet guy, actually.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to meeting him. He turns up, spots me, I'm smiling, the smile drops as he looks at me with this really disappointed, agitated face and said to me, you didn't say that you had freckles. I was like, what?
Oh.
He didn't even say hello or goodbye, that was it.
So after saying to you, I didn't realise you had freckles, what did he do, just turn around and leave?
He just walked out, he didn't even say hello and he didn't say goodbye, he just did that and off he went.
So that really is a short relationship, isn't it? Well, not even a relationship, it's a short date.
Yeah, one of the shortest.
How long was the date with the walk?
Probably about 7 to 10 minutes, including the drink.
And the second man, the man that doesn't like freckles?
Oh, 45 seconds.
You didn't even have a drink with him?
No.
He just walked out. 45 seconds is the time to beat for shortest relationship, everybody. Good to speak to you.
Cheers, Scott.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. We really need to sort out this censoring thing, which happens on the Radio 1 text system. If anybody texts in a rude word, there's a censor on it and it kind of stars out the offending word to protect my pretty little innocent eyes. But the thing is, someone's just said, good to hear Dick Van Dyke getting a mention. That's Matt in Highgate. The only thing that comes up is Van. So it's star, 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 Van, star, 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 star. We need to sort that out. The Scott Mills Daily. I've just seen that there is a new series of Dragon's Den starting, is it Sunday? Sunday night at 9 o'clock on BBC Two. Good news is that Deborah Meaden, Mrs. Mead, our favourite, is still one of the dragons. Fierce. I do absolutely love that show, just to see their reactions when the people are so totally convinced that their invention is the best thing ever and they just get shut down. But you know what it's like? Sometimes when you're with mates in the pub or you're at college or at uni or at school, you do sometimes have the idea which you think is the best one ever, like a total genius idea, and you think that no one has ever thought of it before. Chris has these all the time. They've normally been thought of before. So I thought what we could do is more Instant Dragon's Den. Don't know whether you heard it when we did it during the last series of Dragon's Den. I happen to have the home phone number of actual Deborah Meaden. She's still got a landline, that's right. And I'm happy to connect you to her to pitch your idea. To be honest, I do like the show, but going on it is long. You have to apply, then they might select you. It's all down to some researchers. And you might not even get on. And, like, probably takes a year to get on Dragon's Den from when you first apply. Let me take that hassle away from you. I can just connect you directly to Deborah's home phone number and you can pitch away. One of my favourites when we did this last year was our listener, Johnny. So what I did was just connect him to Deborah at home.
Hello?
Hello, Deborah. It's Johnny Smith here.
Sorry. Do I know Johnny Smith?
You do, you do. It's I've been passed on to you from Scott Mills and Chris
Stark.
Right, it's probably going to be the most important phone call of your life. So, if you don't mind listening, am I right to pitch something to you?
Right. Okay.
Right. Potentially, I believe this could be worth £3 million a year. And I'm hoping With your expert help, I think that number could skyrocket to 3.1 million. So, here we are. The idea is lazy plates. It's ideal for students or the bachelor, bachelorette. Now, the idea is these are plastic plates with hundreds of strong, transparent peel-off layers. You simply eat off the plate as normal, and when you're done, whip off a layer and bin it. Bingo. No washing up to do. Instead of three plates for breakfast, lunch and dinner, you're just now using one plate and no washing up.
Right.
Now, I know what you're thinking, Deborah.
What am I thinking?
You're thinking, what do I do once I've taken off all the layers? Don't worry.
No, that wasn't exactly what I was thinking.
No, I think you were thinking that deep down. But don't worry, I've thought of that. Lazy plate refill pack.
Right. So let me get this straight. This is a plastic plate that,
correct,
after you've eaten, instead of running it under the tap or just washing up like normal people, you just peel some plastic off and then you use the next layer.
I'm glad you're following. How do you feel about
them? Okay. And how do we actually make any money out of it? Who's going to buy it?
Well, initially, I'm pitching to students and the bachelorette, single person.
Yeah.
And I reckon give it a good 10, 15 years and it's just going to be an everyday thing. Families will be doing it. Everybody will be doing it. Porcelain.
Okay. But,
the porcelain business will be over.
But the students and the bachelors and the bachelorettes, is this what we're calling them? Do they spend an awful lot of time washing up now?
Oh, you can guarantee it. I reckon you're talking a good 10 minutes a day.
What?
Or potentially saving it till the end of the week and then maybe a good hour on Sunday morning.
I have to be honest. I'm really sorry. I forgot your name.
It's Johnny, Deborah. So,
Johnny, I was slightly thrown because I wasn't expecting a call, I have to be perfectly honest. This is a little bit out of the blue, but I've got to tell you, I think it's a crazy idea. And however you thought it was going to be worth £3 million is absolutely beyond me. I am really sorry. I am sorry. I won't be investing.
Hold on. Let me just pitch something else to you.
No. That was your pitch. It's been lovely talking to you, but really, I have to go, Johnny. It's been lovely.
Sure.
I won't be investing. I'm out.
Right. I'll give Bannatyne a ring then.
I forgot that a bit. Oh, I loved lazy plates. I thought that was a goer. Anyway, as you can hear, Deborah just loves getting your calls to her home phone number. So if you've got an idea that you really want to pitch to Deborah, and I'm talking about the kind of ideas that you would have with your mates in the pub, send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk with all the details, or text your idea to 81199. And we're going to do some more Instant Dragon's Den with Deborah Meaden soon to celebrate the launch of the brand new series of it on TV. Email or text your ideas, please.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many people off school. Ben and Ben in Devon have finished today. Daisy says, finally school's finished. Radio 1 is just what I need to start my holiday. There's loads more coming in. Hello, Polly, I think it is. Polly, just finished school in Coventry. Harriet and Alice have just broken up from Saffron Walden County High School. Now travelling to Wales with mum and dad and all of the family.
BBC
Radio 1.
Do you know what? I always like it when I get your emails about anything at all. Thoughts, stories, inquiries, requests. I want them all. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Liam sent me an email. Hi, Liam, 19, from Cambridge.
Hello, Scott.
You okay?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Really good. What's going on?
Totally good. Well, in a couple of weeks, I'm driving up to Scotland on a bit of a summer holiday, and I wonder if you could help make our drive up a little bit more interesting.
Okay, right. So where are you driving from and to?
So driving from Cambridge and driving all the way up to Edinburgh and Inverness and then around the north coast, so pretty much the whole length of the country.
Oh, it's beautiful there, though.
Yeah, hopefully. If this stays as sunny, it'll be lovely.
There's some amazing beaches in the north of Scotland.
Definitely, and all the quiet little bays, which would be nice to explore.
So is this like a break after finishing college? You thought you'd treat yourself to a little road trip?
Yeah, so it's we both have just finished college, got exams out of the way, and just a nice, cheap little trip up around Scotland to explore.
And who are you going with?
Rosie, my girlfriend.
Awesome. How can I help this situation?
Well, the journey is about 6 to 8 hours long, so we wondered if we can have you do little voiceovers for our sat nav to make it a little bit more amusing as we're travelling.
Okay, so you want me to be your sat nav voice?
Yes.
Okay. Not just a voice on a stick, Liam.
Normally, an interactive voice.
This would normally cost you. But I like it that you've got in touch. You sent me an email, so for you, mates rates.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, in fact, I'm not going to charge you at all on this occasion.
Oh, even better.
I know. Do you feel like you've got a good deal?
Oh, definitely. If you can make that 8 hours a lot more interesting, oh, it'll be so much more fun.
How are we going to work this out, then? How are we going to do this?
Well, I've got a list of things. I wonder if you could say it, and then, because I'll probably be reading a map so I can display them out on my phone.
Is this on the email you sent me? You sent me some actions to read out.
I sent you a few of them, and I thought of a few more as well.
All right. Are we doing this now, then? Or how are you going to record it?
I can record it on my phone.
Okay. Am I on speakerphone so you can record this?
Yeah, is that making it go funny?
No, it's right? It's all fine. Okay, here we go. This is my warm-up. There was someone in the live lounge actually doing that yesterday with her fingers in her ears. I don't know who it was. It was a singer. Okay. Your destination is in 6 hours and 34 minutes. Bit specific, that, Liam.
Yes, well, it's out on Google Maps then, so well, hopefully that matches on the day.
Oh, OK, right, so that's the total destination time, because I'm not going through all the hours and minutes.
No, I'd be here forever.
Yeah, well, yeah, so would I. This is a freebie after all. OK, here we go. You have gone in the wrong direction. Happy with that?
Yep.
Turn left when possible. Turn right when possible. Straight ahead. Take the next exit. Take the first exit on the roundabout. Happy?
Yes.
Any more?
Can I have a... You're asking the question, are we nearly there yet?
Are we nearly there yet? Are we nearly there yet?
Yeah. And then do you know, like, on like the aeroplanes, you get a fanfare when you land. Like,
are you serious?
You arrive at your final destination. Can I have a fanfare, please?
You want a fanfare as well?
Am I allowed one?
Hang on. Well, like on the airline where... They're so pleased with themselves that they've landed you safely. They fanfare themselves.
You fanfare, yeah, and they're over the moon with their landing.
Yeah, no worries, hang on. You have reached your final destination. Anything else, Liam?
Can you do that last one just a little bit slower?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Right, OK. Right, record.
Yep.
Recording?
Yes.
You have reached your final destination. Hey, that was all right for you?
That's wonderful, spot on.
I mean, you've got to be happy with that.
Perfect, that's exactly what we're going to play as soon as we get there. Full on loudspeaker.
The Scott Mills Daily. Samuel is on his way back to Devon. Yes to all the young farmers driving back from the Royal Welsh Show. I DJed the other night, like 4,000 young people in mid Wales in a field, like deserted roads, nobody there for hours and hours, just countryside. And then suddenly it's like, whoa, that's where the party is. Hope you had a good time. Also, Laura is driving from Blackpool to Perth in Scotland with her mum, just finished school. Tom also coming home from the Royal Welsh Show. And Kate, who has finished school today in Bristol, yes, for the summer. I got a message from a person called Huggy yesterday. Hi, Huggy. He says, hey, Scott, with no Chris being there, seeing as you've got the place to yourself, I think you should do a round of the Who game and get us lot involved. Actually, I'm keen for that. And Huggy, you're right, it is good, you know. I feel like I can really relax. Walk around naked and stuff, and it's much, much tidier in here as well while he's not here. And he's not here tomorrow either. So if you want to play the Who game, regular listeners will know what this is. I've got to be honest, it's really hard to describe to people that have just started listening. So, you know when we go, hey, and it's just something a bit old or a bit retro, something you maybe not have heard of, or a person you've not heard of for a while, we might get you on to give it a big, hey! Tomorrow. So hard trying to explain this game. So if you want to text, I think text is probably best, right? Yeah. Text 81199. I know a lot of people now play this semi-professionally with their friends, like on a night out. They'll just like go around and stuff. So if you're one of those people, maybe you've got a list saved in your phone. Some people have. Text 81199, and in Chris's absence, you and me can have a little hoo-off tomorrow, possibly.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are Thursday's best bits. Last one of the week, tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.